Good morning. It's January 24th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading from Luke chapter 19, verse 32 through 35, and it reads, "So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of it.' And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it." Yesterday, we discussed why this should have been a bizarre request from Jesus, but the disciples had learned to trust him. And here again, Jesus proves to be truthful. They left without a word and found the colt, just the way Jesus told them they would. And even when questioned by the owner of the colt, they gave the very simple explanation that Jesus had told them to give. They trusted that his words were true, and again, they were. This is a point that Nikki and I have talked about recently. God can give prophecy, but it can only be true and trustworthy if God is omniscient, if he knows all things. If God didn't know all things, then we would at best be hopeful that his words were true. Yet we have 3,500 years or so of written and lived experience to know that Proverbs 30 verse 5 is and always will be true. Proverbs 30 verse 5 reads, "Every word of God proves true." And also, since every word of Jesus proved true, we can comfortably and rightly call Jesus God. But we'll let the Lord himself say it. John chapter 10 verse 30. "I and the Father are one."
Yep, the disciples, they did come to believe that Jesus spoke the truth. Even if it was hard to understand, they trusted him. In John chapter 6, verse 68, it reads, "But Simon Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.'" See, right here, Peter says they came to believe and know Jesus is who he says he is. And another scripture that comes to mind is John 20, verse 28. "And Thomas answered and said to him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Thomas, because you have seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.'" Well, that would be us, right? It's amazing that God gives this kind of faith to believe, and the world doesn't understand this. We know his words are life and the only hope we have. I believe those words, and they have proven to be true.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 118, verse 4. "Let those who fear the Lord say, 'His steadfast love endures forever.'"
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 24, verse 28. "Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near, to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless."
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, "Hands off my rewards." Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.